Shakayach, incredible, supposed to be back in Chicago. A few years ago, we passed a milestone that we were out of Chicago longer than we were here. So, kind of like a stuck a turning point. Supposed to be back in this medrash under the hug of the Rav. Shakayach to Reichenstein Shlita. Muscat for arranging everything, especially for the Davises. I know they're involved in sponsorship of the legal holiday program. Still a member of Simcha. I just saw Moshe here before. He said it was 21 years since his Batira. His smile, and should be a source for his Lashama as well.
Amen.
Ashreichem, you're all here. There are many ways to spend today. I'm sure everyone's found different things to get involved in, and the fact that every one of you here is a schus, as the Rav said, connecting to Torah is probably the best way to spend an off day, and appreciate everyone being here. What I would say is that everyone took a big gamble by coming here, because this mitzvah is not a cheap mitzvah. Talking upwards, probably $50,000, somewhere in that area. Sri Bider is here, he says, he's shaking his head, it's way more than that. But you can speak to him afterwards, he's here to put a plug into Sefer Torah. But it's a big gamble, because if we come out today, you have to buy a Sefer Torah. So you have to figure out how to do it. So everyone here took at least a $50,000 gamble by coming here. And that itself says a lot. We're willing to take that gamble. Betting has been a big topic in Halacha recently. Becoming more and more popular, this new thing called fantasy football. I mean, it's not new, but new in my world. That I've been asked a number of shaylos about it, and the different some pasul eidus if he gets involved in that. Not for today, for a different time. But all of you could be pasul eidus for coming and taking this gamble of this $50,000-$60,000 gamble. But mitzvah Hashem, ha'adu teiru la'adira. Before I start, I just want to mention. Today's Yud Beis Tevis, and in our mishpacha, in our family, today is a very special day. And I feel it's a tzibur here. Tzimak HaTev Barabim, my Zeda, Chaim Weinreb Zatzal, came from a town called Pietrzykow in Poland, which I was supposed to go back to a few years ago. And Pietrzykow was quite a famous city. It's famous, had a printing press. Meir Shapiro Zatzal was a rav there. The last rav was Rabbi Lau, his father. It's quite a town. And the last deportation from Pietrzykow took place today, in Yud Beis Tevis. And it was 542 Yidden that were brought together to the shul. They gathered, that was the last shlav of Pietrzykow. And my Zeda and his entire family was among those Yidden that were brought to the shul on that day. And shortly afterwards, they took him out to the Rakow forest, which was right outside Pietrzykow, and all of them were shot, besides two Yidden, Mezeda and one other one, we haven't figured out who it was yet. And the story he told us was that as a young boy, he had gone out to work, family didn't have much money, and he was working at a young age. And he was involved in tailoring and things of that nature. And when the Nazis rounded up all the Yidden to the shul, there was a fellow who was in charge of a Yid. His name was Simon Guthelf. He was not a Frum Yid. He told the Nazi in charge that he has a factory that was taken over by the Nazis and they were producing Nazi uniforms. And he said he's short two Yidden to go help out. My Zeda had some expertise, and sewing was chosen as one of the two Yidden that were taken out of this group of Yidden and taken to work in his factory. And today was the day of his Atzalah. So every year we talk about this in our family, about Zakaris HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeda survived then, he was in Auschwitz afterwards. And a few years ago we had the schus to go back. I went with my father, we had a short trip, we went to Poland, then we went to Pietrzykow. First time I was ever there, the first time my father was there. And we saw the shul that they were gathered in. We went to the Kibbutz Achim where all those who were shot were buried. It was very special, and so today was that day that there was Nitzel, and Amishpach is really here as a result of that Atzalah. So Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that Atzalah that we're here. I begin this mitzvah, which is, as we all know, the last mitzvah in the Torah, and quite a intriguing mitzvah. Some of the questions that were mentioned, it sounds like a mitzvah which maybe only be for those who can afford it. And probably the first question that many are wondering is that why are we talking about this today specifically? Is there a connection to today? And there's really no connection. I didn't even try to find the connection. A few months ago, I have a chavrusa I learned with in the mornings. So by Fagerman from Dallas, we learn every morning on Zoom. We started many years ago before Zoom was even heard of by the world of COVID. And we'd learned different sugyas over the years. And someone asked me a shayla. The shayla was, does he have to start saving up for a Sefer Torah? Say they can't afford it to buy it. But maybe you start saving up, putting away as much as he can each month, $50 a month, $100 a month. And over X amount of years, he'll be able to go and buy a Sefer Torah. Does he have a chiyuv to do that? That was a shayla he asked. I said, I'm not sure. Not sure. I haven't done it yet. So I said, I'm not sure if that's something which a person should be doing, could be doing, is a chiyuv to do. So we decided to go through the sugya. And that led us to go through the sugya from Tchilu B'Atzeif. We try to get through to the bottom line. And what I want to share today is what we came out with going through this sugya. And this shayla exactly is a person mechuyev to go start saving up if you don't have a Sefer Torah yet. Start today, saving up every single month to go buy a Sefer Torah whenever it's going to be feasible to buy one. So we're going to start. There's two different Gemaras which talk about this mitzvah specifically. And the first is the Gemara Sanhedrin. This Gemara is not talking about the whole sugya over there, it's talking really about the Melech. As you know, the Melech has a chiyuv to have two Sefer Torah. One he takes with him, one is in his Kedazov, in his home. And the Gemara there talks about overall the mitzvah, not just for the Melech, but for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And the Gemara writes, the source sheets are around, in the first source of the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chof Aleph, the Gemara writes, Vashle Yisno B'Shel Avisav, that this mitzvah, which a person can be Mekayim, he can't go and take the Torah that he had from Avi Yisrael, which he would have thought. His father had a Torah. His father gave it over to him as Yerushit. So he has a Torah. What's he lacking? The Gemara says, no, it's not going to work. Afa bisha nichle Avi Yisrael, l'adam, a person got a Sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lichtei mishaloi. It's a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, shenemer v'ata kisfu lachem es ashira azis. Write for yourself the Shira Azayis. Simply the Gemara is saying that write it for yourself. Each person has their own chiyuv. Now just to explain that pasuk. The pasuk is not talking about the mitzvah of Ksivas HaVeterah specifically, according to Moshe Rishayim. Kisvu Lachem Es HaShira Azayis is referring to Shira's Hazinu. Hazinu is called a Shira. And the pasuk says you should have it right. This Shira Azayis. The Rambam, which is quoted in Source 2 in Hilchos HaVeterah, Perek Zayin, writes that it's true. The pasuk refers specifically to Parashas Hazinu, but he says this is a mitzvah which is going to encompass throughout the entire Torah. How does that come out? Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh ha'kol ishmi Yisrael, lich l'sefer Torah li'atzmi. Shanem v'atak ispil l'chem es hashir aziz. Says the Rambam, I don't understand, the pasuk is not talking about the whole Torah. Kaloimer, kisva sateh sh'yish pa shir azu, write the Torah which has the shir of Hazinu inside of it, a person cannot write, and this is itself, a whole sugya in itself, can't just, doesn't have the ability, is not allowed to just write parashiyas by itself. Torah has to be written as a whole. And if you can't write parashiyas by itself, by definition, you have to write the entire Torah to have parashiyas azinu. Says the Rambam, that the way we learn out that the mitzvah of Torah is going to be for every single year, the whole Torah, you have to write Hazinu, and it has to be included in the whole Torah. It itself deserves an entire shir of why the Torah wrote did it this way, through Hazinu, and from Hazinu at the whole Torah. Not for right now, but it certainly needs a beer. But that's the way the Bekor of this halach is brought down. And the Rambam says, even though a person may have had a Sefer Torah which he was passed down from his father, he has to have his own Sefer Torah. That's the mitzvah. I want to share before we even go into further the halacha. It's a beautiful Ksav Sefer on this pasuk. So Sefer writes that what's pshat? If the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah, I have a Sefer Torah. My father gave me one. I yashened it. I have it. So what exactly is the Torah of Mechayev, a Yid, to have a Sefer Torah to write another one? It's true, we want to support the Sefer, no question, and give them a parnasa, but like, what's pshat that there's a chiyuv to go write it again? And so Sefer says a pshat, which is so beautiful, which talks to the heart of the din of Klal Yisrael, who we are, what we stand for. And he says that people, unfortunately, can end up following Torah and mitzvahs, mimicking exactly what their father did. And the beginning and the end of their key and mitzvahs is just following. My father kept Shabbos, I keep Shabbos. My father kept Kashrus, I keep Kashrus. And just doing exactly what their father did. It's a goof without a neshama. It's true, they're keeping Torah. They're doing exactly what their father did, what he taught them, what he was mechanech them. So Sefer says, the Torah is telling us that it's true, you've got to save a Torah from your father. And you have to keep the Torah that your father kept, every single letter. But every person, if he's just doing and following and mimicking, they're missing the neshama of what a Yid is all about. To create their own connection to Torah, their own passion for Torah. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Kismu lachem. You write. You yourself write individually. Don't just take the Torah from your father. Kismu lachem es hashira aziz. This is what he says from a hashkafa perspective, I think, which is a beautiful idea. But lamaisa, what's brought to Shulchan Aruch, and the way it's brought down clearly, is that every person has a chiyuv to write their own sefer Torah. And that's what he says, the Mechaber Paskins, mitzvahs that say, it's Now, there's one fascinating point which I found in the Chinuch in the last mitzvah, Mitzvah Tayag, talks about the idea behind this mitzvah, and again, the importance of having so much of Rebbe Sefer Torah. You can only imagine if we had every person writing their own Sefer Torah. First of all, imagine where they're going to go all put. Sure, like the Chinuch Kodesh has limited space, limited capacity. But besides that, the amount of Chinuch Sefer Torah we'll have to have is going to be endless. And the Chinuch says, it's true. He says, even though a person got from his Avesov, he says two things. He says, it should be a Reba Yosvarim. And therefore, people who can't afford it, can't buy it, I can lend it to them, they can have the ability to have it. And then he says more than that. The gam, l'man yikru b'sfarim chadashim. He says, have a new sefer. Kalacha v'yachlam yisrael pentokitz nafshim b'karim b'sfarim yishonu shenichlam avesim. The person is always learning old svarim. Sir, not kishmak to that. I have a very bad yitzahara. It should be the worst yitzahara, but I can't stop buying svarim. And one of the things that, which always like is a struggle, is that we have a sefer, there's a sefer put out, and then 10 years later there's a new version with more artists and more, I can't hold myself back, and I buy it. And I saw this chinuch, I felt like, okay, Baruch Hashem, I have a makar to go do that. It's always like a geschmack, having a new sefer, a new printing, a new level. And the sefer chinuch writes, Sir Gishmak and having new svarim. And therefore, as much as you have a sefer which you maybe had from generations before, from Avaisav, go buy a new sefer. Have a new one, Sir Gishmak and learning from that. So that's the background, some of the chinuch says. Well, my son, this mitzvah seems to be every person has to go buy their own sefer Torah. Now, the truth is, the mitzvah is not really to buy a sefer Torah, this was lichtev, to write a sefer Torah. Which, obviously, most people don't have the ability to do, to write a sefer Torah. So on a simple level, it's true. I can't write it myself. I'll hire someone to write it. Whether he's a shliach for me, or just he's doing it on my behalf, either which way, that's the pashas of the mitzvah. Write it yourself. lichtev to write a sefer Torah, or get someone to write it for you. And the mitzvah certainly in its full form would be going to a sefer, hire him to write on my behalf a sefer Torah, or doing it yourself, one of those two. There's another Gemara. The Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed, source 5. The Gemara says a very interesting thing. Amar Rav, halakeach sefer Torah min hashuk, kechotev mitzvah min hashuk. A person who buys a sefer Torah from the shuk, which means he goes to a store, and they have a store of sefer Torah, and he buys a sefer Torah, he's like chotev mitzvah min hashuk. He's like grabbing a mitzvah from the shuk. Strange. What did he do wrong? He did exactly what he should be doing. He's getting a sefer Torah. Sounds from the Gemara that, no. The proper way to do it is either write it yourself or hire a sefer to write it for you. He's a shliach, he's taking care of it for you. If you go buy a fully made sefer Torah, says the Gemara, chaytif min hashuk, it's like a grabbing it from the shuk. Gemara continues, kosvu, if you write it, which means you did the whole thing from scratch, mal rav kosvu kilu kibla mar sinai. Then the Torah Gemara says, like you makabla from Har Sinai. Amar Rav Sheshet, Sheshet continues, emegiaf yolois achas mal rav kilu kosvu. 1 second. You don't have to write the whole thing. If you agia ois achas, one letter from the sefer Torah, it's like you wrote the whole thing. They wrote the whole thing. So we have to figure out what's going on over here. So we've all heard of this concept that the person writes a letter and someone finishes the sefer Torah and he has people writing letters. Is that a kiyum? That a person did the mitzvah means once you wrote one letter one time, is that going to be enough? Is that the kiyum sefer Torah? What happens? What's with this one letter? And what's pshat in the first place? That even one letter is going to be a kiyum sefer Torah? What's going on over here? So before we go further, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. When the Gemara says, halakeach sefer Torah min hashuk, person who bought a sefer Torah, ready made sefer Torah, the Gemara says, kechotev mitzvah. It's like chotev mitzvah in hashuk. Rashi, which I quoted Rashi on the bottom, Rashi says on that Gemara, mitzvah of it, he's doing the mitzvah, aval ikosev vazeh mitzvah yisera tfei. But if you're writing yourself, it's a better mitzvah. You're doing it in a better way. So Rashi is very clear that a person who buys a sefer Torah is mekayim the mitzvah. But there's a more mehudah way of doing it. Writing yourself. Nuk Yosef explains, Avi Shem explained also, that the difference is that if you're buying a ready-made sefer Torah, you didn't put much effort into it. Put a lot of money into it. Not much effort. But if you write it, that's quite a ordeal to do so. Even if you don't write it yourself, you went to a sefer, and you worked with him, and you spoke to him, and you had patience to wait as long as it took. Well, that's part of the tircha that you're involved in that. And says Rashi, that if you buy ready-made, didn't have that involvement, didn't have that tircha, so you lost out on the hiddah doing it in the best way possible. But Rashi learns, Rashi paskins 100%, yetzah the mitzvah. The Ramah, according to other Rishonim, disagrees. In Surah 6, we quoted the Ramah, Simon Nayan Rish. The Ramah says clearly, the end of the Sif, Abulach kukhaf leigiyah b'davar, have a kechotev mitzvah min hashuk, the einoy yoitza b'zeh. You're not yoitza. So major machlokes Rishonim. Person who buys it as is yoitza the mitzvah. Rashi learns, yes, but it's not mahudr, not the best way of doing it. And the Ramah, apart from Rishonim, say, no, you're not even yoitza. You're not yoitza. So a person could think, they walk into the store, they buy, spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on a sefer Torah. According to the Ramah, they won yetzah. They lost the mitzvah. Very nice, they have a sefer Torah. They won a kind of mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah. And that's tremendous chiddush in and of itself. Rashi again argues, but the Ramah passes not like Rashi. 1 step further. Second part of the Gemara. Second part said that a person is writes one letter, a giyoy is achas. Writes one letter, Milo of a kosov kilo kosov. He's like he wrote the sefer Torah. So the pshat behind that is that one letter somehow is going to be considered as you finish the sefer Torah. This is from Rav Steinbach. This I found, Baruch Hashem, there was a little bit of kuntras. Rav Steinbach wrote, Halichas v'Hanhagos, which I brought here. Someone sent me, it was put out by a person in the Arvachas of Torah. Rav Steinbach has some beautiful pieces on this mitzvah. And he writes there that there's no question. The mitzvah is the ksiva. The mitzvah is writing. Omnam, he says, Ikra kodas ha-Torah, Surah 7, ala gemar. The main point the Torah is focusing on is in the Gemara, finishing, completing the mitzvah. I mean, the Sefer Torah, which is missing one letter, is not a Sefer Torah. So the Torah says the mitzvah is accomplished through Gemara. Shbeksiva Sefer Torah, at least the Achra 9 includes Sefer Torah. You can have a Sefer Torah which has every single letter besides one letter, the last lamed is missing, doesn't have a Ksivas, doesn't have Kedush Sefer Torah. Uva Ksivas Eis Achra in Chol HaKedush Sefer Torah Kol Sefer Torah. The one letter is what turns it from a parchment with many, many, many letters to a Sefer Torah. So if you do that, if you do what turns this into a Sefer Torah, says the Gemara, my love kilu kasvei. It's like as if you wrote it. And he's saying this is what's called writing. It's a way of writing it. It means I can write the whole thing from beginning to the end. Or even just find the last letter that itself brings the Kedusha Sefer Torah. Steinbach writes, fascinating, that therefore, he says, would only apply this idea of writing one letter if it's the last letter. And he never had the Sefer Torah completed yet. That means, he says, if you had, the source 8, he says, if you had a Sefer Torah that was kosher, and then got, became possible, lost the letter, and you go and fix that letter, says Rosh Hashanah, can I have a kind of the mitzvah? Why not? Because the Sefer Torah already had a Kedusha Sefer Torah. When it was kosher the first time around. It's true, it became possible. Because the letter is missing. He says, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Gemara is talking about, you created the Sefer Torah to have the Kedusha. That's what it means, Kilu Kasvei. Which also means, that imagine, this happens all the time, people have a Sefer Torah, and they have numerous people writing letters in there. So each person writing a letter, what is he doing? It's beautiful. He can write a letter in the Sefer Torah. He's not Mekayim Mitzvah Sefer Torah. He's writing a letter in the Sefer Torah, which is going to add and going to eventually complete it. It's the last letter, which is going to be Mekayim this mitzvah. The last letter which makes the Kedusha Bichal is what's going to be Mekayim the mitzvah. And until that point, the mitzvah is not Mekayim. Now, we'll get to, if you have a number of people doing it together, we'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk now about a regular person, a single person who paid for it himself, and he has maybe chaverim come over and they fill in the last letters. So firstly, you have to make sure that you write the last letter. A person who paid for the Sefer Torah, he should write the last letter. Or if not, at least if someone's writing it on your behalf, he should be your shliach to write it. Because imagine a person went and spent all this money in the Sefer Torah, gives out all the letters, and someone else writes the last letter. It turns out that person had the mitzvah, unless he did it on his behalf as a shliach. So that's one point. But the second point is all the people who are writing, it's wonderful, they're doing a beautiful thing, they're having a part of writing the Sefer Torah. They're not making this mitzvah. The mitzvah is only going to be on the person who completes the Sefer Torah. That's clear from the way the person come out in this din of Ois Achas. But what happens very often is that it may not be a person writing a Sefer Torah. Maybe a shul gets together and they raise money and they're going to have a Sefer Torah written. And people contribute, people donate money, and you have a large pool of funds that are all going towards the Sefer Torah. Is anyone yetzer the mitzvah? Is any one person yetzer the mitzvah? Are they all yetzer the mitzvah? Is no one yetzer the mitzvah? What happened here? So if the first cases we're talking about, he had one person writing it, either again he wrote the whole thing himself, he got a sefer to write the whole thing himself, or even he finished off the writing, the last letter, says sefer Torah is mekayem the mitzvah. But very often you have situations, we have numerous people participating in the ksivas sefer Torah. Again, no one person is funding it, it's being funded by all of them. What happens then? Who's mekayem this mitzvah? So this gets to a very fascinating shaila, which is a big, big discussion in Achronim about shutfus. Shutfus in this mitzvah. And it really goes back to the pasuk itself, at the kisfu lachem, right, for yourself, and the Achronim, there's no Gemara which says there's a drush here, lachem, v'lel shutfus, But the Peskim all discussed, and it's brought to an early Achrenim already, that what are we learn from Lachem? Is it Lachem exclusively for you? Is it a combination of a number of people? Can they also be included in this mitzvah? And that's a shaila. Is shufis possible? Can you have a whole shul get together and be shufim in the Sefer Torah? If that's possible, then you can have a little bit much easier way of making this mitzvah, because you can have 50 people giving $1,000 or whatever it's going to cost. And we have 100 people, 200, 1,000 people all contributing to the Sefer Torah. Is that possible to make this mitzvah? Peskei Tshuva on this sif talks about this at length. But before I get to Peskei Tshuva, I want to, if you look at page 2, there's a Kiveger on this halacha. And he says a fascinating thing. He quotes a Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim writes something which is important for a person who has a Sefer Torah and who has more written to know. Eilei lahak the Sefer Torah letzibur. Often what happens is the person has a Sefer Torah and they give it to a shul. Says the Teres Chaim, one second, be very careful. If you give it to the shul, you may have lost your mitzvah. Teres Chaim understands. The mitzvah is not just the writing itself. It's the writing and keeping it for yourself and owning it. And if you give it away, you give it to a shul or to anyone else, Teres Chaim says you lost the mitzvah. And that itself is a big machlokes and achrayin, and not everyone agrees with that. Teres Chaim says clearly you lost the mitzvah. And he says, therefore, don't give it to a shul. Unless you have a different Sefer Torah that it's going to keep for yourself. So what's the solution? Okay, so what many people do is they have a Sefer Torah written and they lend it to a shul. Shul holds on to it for them. They're giving it to the shul for an extended period of time, maybe no time limitation at all. It doesn't belong to the shul. It still belongs to them. And the Teres Chaim says, you have to do that. If not, you lose out the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. Says the Kiveger. For that Teres Chaim, I learned an incredible halacha. He says, I don't understand. He says, imagine the person went and he gave it to the shul. And assuming he's a member of the shul. So it's the shul's, which he has membership in, and now it belongs to 200 people in the shul. So what happens? He's a shutif in the Sefer Torah. It probably belongs to him and other people in the shul as well. Says Rav Kiveger, the Teres Chaim is clear. It doesn't work. You can't be a shutif. I mean, you could be a shutif. It's not going to work for the mitzvah. And he says, the fact Teres Chaim made a big deal, but don't give it to the shul, because it's a raya that Teres Chaim holds, it's not going to work for shutfis. And he says, mashma de mi pasha pshatali la Teres Chaim, shtevetir b'shutfis, en yetze b'zeh. Because if not, he's a shutif, he's also a partnership in the Sefer Torah. And what's the issue? It must be held, the shutif is not going to work. And this is not just the Teres Chaim Shita, back in the first page, Peskei Tshuva. There are a number of different Achrayim that discuss this. He quotes the Beis Ephraim, he quotes the Paradis David, or earlier Achrayim would talk about this. So go back and forth about this idea of shutif. Peskei Tshuva ends off and he says, he's like, Matmiya Mo'ilam Milag O'ilam. He has like a little bit of a tmiyah. He says he finds shuls doing this and groups doing this. They all get together. They buy a Sefer Torah. They all chip in. Everyone's contributing. He says, not so pashut. It should work. The Kiveger says from Teres Chaim, it's clear it doesn't work. Other Achrayim say it doesn't work as well. So that's a big shaila in Achrayim. Can it work with shutfis? And if it can't, then it needs to be one person by himself, who is his Sefer Torah, he's paying for it. Other people can't be involved, and they can't be owning it, because if they do, it's going to lose out from the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Now, Rosh Demra makes a fascinating point. And he says that, going back to the scenario you mentioned before, a shul, let's say, has a Sefer Torah, and they have people contributing, and they're all part of this mitzvah. So obviously, the only way they create the mitzvah is according to those achrayim who hold shutfis works, which are achrayim who hold that way. So he says, okay, does that mean every person has to be actually writing a letter? Which is often what happens. People all write letters. This is like the safest nightmare. So you write the safest nightmare to have everyone write letters. Right? It's some of them spill it all over the page, and some of them, it happens. So everyone's contributing, writing letters. Is that actually required? Each person has to write a letter? So Shemrach says, of course not. He says, the way you Mekayim the Ksivah Sefer Torah is that being a Shutif, and having me written for you, you're one of the contributors to the Sefer Torah, and therefore you're all now included in this. If you didn't actually write the ice, but you contributed, you paid X amount of money, you sponsored X amount of money, you're still a Shutif. He says, if you want to also write, it could be called the Hidr maybe, he says, to also write as well. There's no chiyuv to actually write something, same way that no one has to write. You can have someone write for you. You have a sefer write for you. So if someone is not there that day, does he have to feel like he lost out the mitzvah? He says, no. He did the mitzvah. Again, he says, it's only according to those that achrayim who hold, shutfus works. But if the whole shutfus works, as long as you're a shutfus in the sefer Torah, that's going to be sufficient, that's going to be acceptable. So we have so far as follows. We have the mitzvah itself, which sounds like each person writing for themselves. Kisvu l'cham, each person writing for themselves. Which may even tell you that even being a shutif doesn't work. We have, therefore, the most mahudah way of doing so, having the sefer Torah, either writing it yourself, or sefer writes it for you, writes the whole thing, no problem. Now, what comes out just as a one other side point, is that, assuming the sefer is your shliach, we know that the mitzvah do it yourself is more of a maila. So certainly that would go back to the idea of at least the person who's paying all this money write the last letter. Because writing the last letter itself is going to fulfill the mitzvah. He might as well have the last letter be done by himself. And the so is not just relying on a shliach. Shliach wrote most of it, but he himself is actually fulfilling the mitzvah by doing so. So that would be the most, probably best way of doing it. Hiring, either doing it yourself or hiring a sefer, doing the last letter yourself, and this way you have the mitzvah kiyudura. We'll call it second best. That's not an option. At least do a b'shutfus. Do a b'shutfus. Everyone be mishtatif in the Sefer Torah and have it written on the behalf of the entire tzibur, and that's going to work. In our shul a few years ago, we had an opportunity to get a Sefer Torah, an older Sefer Torah, and I had this idea that instead of the shul just paying for it, let everyone be a shutif in it. And people contributed. I did $100 was to buy a shiur in the Sefer Torah. And this way everyone at least had their shutfus in the Sefer Torah, at least according to those achrayim in the Sefer Torah could work for shutfus. That was a maila. Now, that Sefer Torah was written already. It was completely finished. So that goes back now to the Machlokes Rashi and what the Ramah says. According to the Ramah, it doesn't work. Sefer Torah was fully written already. But at least according to Rashi, we had a way of making the Sefer Torah, because Rashi holds, it's true it's not the best way of doing it, but even buying from the Shuk is considered a writing. And so what we did was, everyone was participating in the buying of the Sefer Torah. So I gave a shiur on this, and I said, at least everyone did it on some level. They have Rashi sheeted to be samech on that buying it complete is okay. Shutfus going to some achrayim is okay as well. At least there was some way of making the Sefer Torah. And at that time I felt, listen, it's the best we can do. Someone can't afford to have a whole Sefer Torah written. At least the best they can do is have a shutfus buying a Sefer Torah. And then I went through this sugya and realized there's probably a much, much, much better and probably much, much cheaper way to make this mitzvah. And jump to source 13. It's late, but I want you, in source 12, you have a chance to go through it. Michas Chinuch talks about the mitzvah for women. It's applied to women. It's a big tumult in the Achrayim. The Chinuch says clearly it does not apply to women, this mitzvah. Shakasari says, I don't understand, why not? It's not Zman Grama. Why shouldn't it apply to women? And the Mechas Chinuch's idea, just quickly behind that, is that it's true. It's not Zman Grama. But he says that women can't write a Sefer Torah. Women can't write a Sefer Torah. He says it's a strange thing to say that she herself can't do the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done to write it, but she still has the mitzvah regardless. He says, what's going to be? She can't write it herself. And she also can't even make a shliach to write it, because halacha is something you can't do yourself, you can't make a shliach for. So it turns out that she's a mitzvah she can't really do. Because that, by definition, tells us that there's no chiyah for women, and that's where it comes out explaining the chinuch, why there's no mitzvah for women, and that's the way most achrayim understand, mitzvah doesn't apply to women. Okay. So let's get back to this other potent, this other possibility of mekayim this mitzvah. So the Torah quotes a rush. This is an incredible, incredible idea. And this may turn the whole mitzvah totally upside down. Says the Rosh, Source 13, Torah quotes his father, the Rush. Shezel Neimer, that this entire mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, El Adairus Rishenim Shiukseis from Sefer Torah, Velaim Dima, at a time in history when that's what it was used for, take a Sefer Torah, and they will learn with it, that's when the mitzvah applies. Avol Eidna, but now, Deish Shekos and Sefer Torah, Menuchah, and Yisrael Beis Knesses, now we take it, and we put it to the shul. Okay, we know that halacha is don't give it to the shul for keeps, it's still yours, but Lamaisa is given to the shul, that's where it's going to stay. And they use it, because we're Rabbim, hopefully it gets used at some point. Says the Rosh, Mitzvah Saseh, Akol Yisrael, Shiyodim, Esegas, Dr. Chamisha, Mushetera, Umishna, Ugamara, Uperishayim, Lahagis, Behem, Hu Ubanav. Says the Rosh, the mitzvah is no longer to write Sefer Torah. Now it's changed to Chumashim and Mishnayis and Gemaras and Mefarshim and Achronim and Rishonim. And he says, I'll tell you, I'll prove it to you. He says, the mitzvah is, V'lom this b'nei Yisrael, Sima b'fiyam. The Pasuk says clearly, Sefer Torah is there to learn from. We don't learn from Sefer Torah. No one learns from Sefer Torah. It's used to learn from. Vayda Gemara Perusha Yod Perusha Mitzvahs Vadinin Aburiyam Chayin Hein Hein Asurim Shadam Mitzvah Luchkasva. So that became the mitzvah to write it. Incredible! Rosh comes along, takes a mitzvah deraisa, which says in the Torah, which the Gemara says clear what the mitzvah is, and says the mitzvah changed. Mitzvah changed. Now it's a new mitzvah. Mitzvahs now going to be relevant to other things such as Gemaras and Achronim, and Rishonim, and Chumashim, that's the mitzvah. The Beis Yosef, he's Matmiya. He says, the Rosh came along and took a mitzvah and crossed it out. And says, our mitzvah changed? This doesn't sound like Orthodox Judaism. What happened? What's going on over here? He says, Yesh Latmiya, Hechbo HaRosh, lift the other mitzvah, Ksivah Sefer Torah. Ulachlif, when he changes the mitzvah, to Chumashim, and Mishnayis, and Gemaris. How could that be? How could that be? He says, it's true. From a Svara, there's a nice Svara that we don't learn from the Sefer Torah. The nice mitzvah was to write Sefer Torah. Yosef comes out that the Rosh never meant to change the mitzvah. What the Rosh meant to is to add to the mitzvah. And he says, Lichtev Sefer Torah Yanzov, who bana pshita de gam in nazel ikru ki mitzvah saseh. Beis Yosef says that of course the Rosh didn't come to change the mitzvah. He came to add on to the mitzvah. Of course the ikar mitzvah is still to write a Sefer Torah. And that's the way we're going to mekayim the mitzvah, the way, the proper way as we spoke about till now. But the Rosh wants to say, by the way, there was a goal, there was a tachlis, the tachlis was to learn from, so there's other ways of also doing this mitzvah. And maybe giving a patent away, even though we can't afford a Sefer Torah, you can still do it. So it's not about having it, it's about learning from it. So we don't learn from it, other ways of doing it. So of course the mitzvah is still kiyudura. And that's the way the Mechaber Paskins, in the next page in source 14, the Mechaber Paskins, that there's a mitzvah also to write Chumashim Shetir. Now, the Shulchan Aruch itself is interesting, because the Lashon, if you see the source, Ve'inna, mitzvah lichtav Chumashim Torah, Mishnah Gemara per Shein, there's a mitzvah to go write Torah, Mishnah Gemara, etc. He doesn't get so clearly into, is it additional, but Beis Yosef, which is what he wrote in Beis Yosef, he didn't mean to say that mitzvah switched, it was added. Well, that's a passage from the Mechaber means, like he wrote in Beis Yosef. The Shach on that Mechaber quotes as Beis Yosef, but he before that quotes the Prisha. And the Prisha disagrees with the Beis Yosef. It's because of our Prisha that this is what the Rosh meant, Shahamitzvah Saseh Nemer Dafka Be'elu. That the mitzvah today, after Sefer Torah no longer being used by people to learn from, is no longer relevant to Sefer Torah. It's relevant to only two things that people learn from. His Dafka Be'emayim, Shilayim Dim Torah Shabbat Peh, Shilayim next time. In those days, he used to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Actually, Shabbat Peh. So there was nothing written down besides Torah Shabbat Peh. So they use Sefer Torah and they learn from it. Avos Baneinu, Zeshen Aslanu Heter Lichtav Svarim. Now we have Heter Islasan Slashem, right? Svarim, Kalachim from the Atzmayim Kane, Lamanalu Zalzal Bechot Sevitera. To take a Sevitera and learn from is a Zilzal. It says it's degrading. You'll learn from a Sevitera, you'll learn from a Chomish. Loma Meitecha Ishla Tzerech. Sevitera, we know we treat with a certain level of covet, of respect. We don't want to start moving around, we don't want to take it. So, he says it's a Zilzal to learn from a Sevitera. So it's wrong. It's not what you should be learning from. And if so, Nimsa Bederis Halalu Shein Laim Dimitechai, Lekka Behem Mitzvah Saseh. So nowadays, you don't learn from, there is no longer Mitzvah Saseh. That's what the Rashi understands, the Rashi, the Pesha understands the Rashi. The Chaynere Iker Barash, Udaleka Beseisef Ubach. He says he disagrees with the Beseisef and the Bach who say that it means an add on. He says, no. The Mitzvah is no longer relevant to the Kisvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's only Svar. Only Svar. It's therefore, Bizbanazeh, it's a Mitzvah to do, to write, and we'll see, including that, is buying also Svarim as well. No longer a mitzvah to the grace of a Sefer Torah. It's an incredible shita, chiddush of the Shach. And the Shach understands, and the Prish understands, that it's true. We're not changing a mitzvah. But the mitzvah was to learn. That was the goal of the mitzvah. So the Torah told us, this is what you used to learn. So in the olden days, when that was used to learn, that was the mitzvah. But if that's no longer relevant, so then the mitzvah, the yisrael of it's the same. Have something which is written to have the ability to learn from. And now, other things are being used. Svarim, that's what's being used. That's what the Shach passes. So it comes out an incredible chiddush. That a person could spend $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on the Sefer Torah, and not mekayem the mitzvah. He's not doing, according to the Shach, he's not mekayem the mitzvah Sefer Torah. According to the Beis Yosef, he was. According to the Bach, he was. According to the Mechat, right? But according to the Shach, according to the Prisha, a person was not mekayem this mitzvah. So everything we said till now, that there's different ways of doing it, the best ways of doing it, it could be not yetzer b'chlal. You have no ability to be yetzer, according to the Shach, and according to the Prisha, with the Sefer Torah. Rather what? With Svarim. It's clear to all the Paiskin that Svarim means either writing Svarim or buying Svarim. Right? And the Achronim explained that for sure, even according to those who said buying a Sefer Torah in completeness wasn't considered the mitzvah, that's because there the mitzvah is the ksiva itself. It says the way the Rosh is understanding it, that the mitzvah is the limud, is the learning. And that's the yisrael of the mitzvah. So as long as you have it to learn from, so you buy it, you're kind of the mitzvah, 100%. You buy a sefer, so you walk into this farm store, and you spend $10 on a sefer, you may be much better off than the fellow spent $80,000 on a sefer Torah, because the rush, and everyone agrees, without question, a person spends $10 on a sefer, they are vaday mekayim the mitzvah. That means even the Beis Yosef argued, he didn't say, you're not mekayim with Svarim. It's a rush, and the Mechaber Paschim is like this rush. So the $10 you spend in the Svarim store, 1,000%, your eight's 100%, without a question. The $80,000 you spend in the Sefer Torah, it's mechaykes achrenim if you actually yaitza. And according to the Shach, you're not yaitza. You're not yaitza. So you have a choice now, right? In $80,000, you can buy a lot of Svarim for $80,000. And the Chari, each one is going to be a mitzvah. It's about each one's own mitzvah. So it will come out that Lamaisa, the person wants to, right, hedge their bets of where to spend this money, it would certainly make sense to go and take all the money that they have, they're going to spend towards Svarim, and buy Svarim with it. Because you buy the Yetzer of the mitzvah without a question. Sefer Torah, you may be Yetzer of the mitzvah. It's machoikas. Mechaber Taka says yes, but Shachol is no. And there's no clear consensus in that point. Rav Meisha writes in the Court of the Future, there's one, Meisha has a long tshuva on this. Rav Meisha seems to say clearly that the Minag Olam is to go be Samech on the rush. And that, he says, obviously if someone has the ability to still buy a Sefer Torah, and Mekayim, even according to the Yeshitas that say that's also a mitzvah and do it, okay, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And he says that, for sure, if someone can do that, but Ashreichem, but Lamaisa, practically, for most people it's not Shaykh, and you may not even be kind of mitzvah that way. I want to end with a gift. The gift. I'm sure everyone here has bought Sfarim at one point or another. Hopefully there's people consistently buying Sfarim. I think there's a very, very important point to mention about buying Sfarim. As we just said, that definitely buying Sfarim according to everyone is Mekayim this mitzvah k'sivas sefer Torah. There's a halacha which we're all familiar with, which is brought down in Samet Samach and Aruch Chaim. The mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Mitzvahs need kavana. And the Mechaber paskens, halacha l'maisa, a person doesn't have kavana by a mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah, he's not yetza. He's not yetza the mitzvah. That applies to every single mitzvah in the Torah. Now we're all familiar with the Chayyadam, which is Mishmura quotes over there, it's the last source. We're all familiar with the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam says that a person who on Sukkot gets up in the morning and shakes the lulav, and doesn't think much about the mitzvah. He didn't say L'shem Yichud. He didn't think anything. He just took shuk the lulav. Chayyadim says he's still Yetzah. Mitzvah Srichas Kavan. He didn't have Kavanah for the mitzvah. He didn't think about it. Most people don't get up in the morning and shake palm branches in the morning. Why else are you shaking a palm branch? Because you're doing it for the mitzvah. So it's muchach. It is clear from what he's doing that he must be doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Without having Kavanah, without L'shem Yichud, he's still Yetzah the mitzvah L'maisa. The Shabura says even that Chayyadim, he says, is only B'diyavid. But the Yevi says, "Lachatchila vade tzorich lizor lachavin koydim kol mitzvah latzeish neyachavis haMitzvah." For sure, a person should have kavanas explicitly for the mitzvah, and that's why the Shem Yichud is something which is, when you accomplish this, without a Shem Yichud, a person has a mind. I'm doing this right now for the sake of the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah may be. Without that, it's possible. Okay, that so means in all mitzvahs, there's an advantage. Lachatchila, a person should have a mind for the mitzvah. But the Yevi, if it's muchach, if it's clear that he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, it's going to work anyways. Now, how about a case where it's not muchach? I'm going to give you a very simple example, and we'll get back to our example as well. There's a mitzvah, we all know a mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. The mitzvah. A person sits down, has breakfast at Erev Yom Kippur, and didn't even think, mitzvah, it's not mitzvah, it's Erev Yom Kippur. He just sat down to have breakfast, as he has every single day. Is the eighth of the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur? I think it's pasha. The answer is no. No. Because eating is something which is not muchach at all. You don't have the chayadim in that case. There was nothing muchach about what I'm doing. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. So, I have breakfast. Like I do every single morning. Not eighth of the mitzvah. In order to be eighth of the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, you have to have a mind. Sit down. Maybe I say L'shem Yichud. I have a mind somehow. I'm doing it for the sake of eating Erev Yom Kippur. That means something which is not muchach, that I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, even though that's the mitzvah, I'm not doing it. So it's possible that till now, before you came to this year, you've bought Svarim, supporting the local Svarim stores and having wonderful Svarim in your home, and that's beautiful. But without kavanah for the mitzvah, I'm doing something, it's a mitzvah. Without kavanah for the mitzvah, mitzvah srichas kavanah. Any kavanah. So here's the gift. That from now on, every single time you walk into this farm store, you should print L'Shem Yichud, you should hang it up in the store, L'Shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to say for the sake of being Mekayim the mitzvah K'sivas Sefer Torah, which some people spend $80,000 on, and you can spend $10 on. And you know now that you're Mekayim this for Kiyidura. Everyone's masking. But you have to have kavanah. You have to have a mind, you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah K'sivas Sefer Torah. You're buying a sefer because you want to learn from it, it's wonderful. But you never mind for the mitzvah. So you did the action. The action's not enough. Mitzvah srichas kavana. So I think it's pashut that this is something which we have to be mefarsim this. Mitzvah mefarsim. And that's why every Sfarim store doesn't have a big store in there. First of all, they get a lot more business because you could tell them that. You walk in here and $10 and get the mitzvah that other fellows are spending $80,000 for. So it's not a great marketing tool. You should publish this in all the publications. But besides that, imagine every guy walks in there and buys Sfarim and doesn't have in mind, first of all, lost down an incredible mitzvah, which is available. Now, the other side of the coin, the famous story, they say the person walked into the Sfarim store and says, I need a 8x10 green sefer, because that's what fits exactly into the color scheme, and they're doing it there. So, that we can doubt, the person actually ate to the mitzvah that way, and they're buying it just for the color scheme, and buying it for the putting on the Svarim track. But the Rush says the point is to buy the Svarim to learn them. Okay. Well, the Maaseh, the Pasha says you are being Yotzei the Mitzvah by buying it. But again, Kavanah is required. So in summation, what we have is that there's certainly a way, we'll call it one way of Mekayim this Mitzvah through having it written. And the person who wants to do it in that fashion, certainly, it's Ashrechem, it's a Maila, we'll call it, and a wonderful thing. Should a person dafka go and create a savings account to do so? I personally think all money go in there is that was buying Svarim. Why putting, I'm not sure that there's a Maila to doing that. Saving up every Sefer L'Chair is a Mitzvah. So not to take parnas away from Sefer Torah and from Seferim, but Lamaisa, it could be that the $50 a person puts in every month, they can get 5 months for their ISIS instead of saving up for 30 years to buy a Sefer Torah. Someone could afford it, they want to go do so and do a Kiddurah and do this, Ashrechem. But someone who can't, and I think that for the average person, it's not something which is simple, take the other way. Take the way of doing so, buying his farm, just have in mind, Shenichu Kutcha Baruch, I'm doing it to buy the kindness mitzvah. And today I will be carrying this mitzvah kidura. Eshker Chabesi, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of the day.